Shmuel Bey's Perek Bey's Pasuk Chaf Aleph, hopefully with a little less ambient background noise as we go on. So Asael, the incredibly swift as a deer son of Tzruiah, is chasing Avner through the fields and leaves as they make their way across. And Avner said, "Are you Asael? You're trying to kill me?" And Asael said, "I am." Vayomer lo Avner. So Avner says to him in his first of two warnings, "Netelecha al yamincha o al smolecha." Turn aside. Turn aside to the right, or turn aside to the left. Ve'echoz lecha echad mehane arim, v'kach lecha eschalit saso. And grab hold of one of the lads, of one of the young men, and take his garment for yourself. So, in other words, nobody is close enough to hear the dialogue between them. So if he suddenly cuts off the pursuit, then he's going to look like a coward, or he's going to look like he ran out of gas, and that's going to be bad for his reputation. So Avner gives him an alternative and says, just grab one of the other guys who's running away off to the side, and then you won't look bad. You'll look like you stopped for some spoils from somebody else, and that you never meant to catch up with me and kill me. You were heading in a different direction, so turn to the right and turn to the left. And if you do that, then you won't have any shame from the fact that you didn't catch up to me. So, of course, for a young man, that kind of a challenge just make things worse. And so Asael refused to stop pursuing him. He refused to take his advice. Avner is gently warning him, if you catch up to me, you're a dead man. So don't. I have a lot more experience than you do. I'm a lot wiser in warcraft than you are. Turn to the side. Save yourself. It's not worth your life. Avner tried one more time, and this time he's more direct, seeing that the indirect route is not working. So he said to Asael, "Sur lecha me'acharoi, turn back from running after me. Stop pursuing me. Lama akecha artsa. Why should I strike you? Make haka'a. Why should I strike you to the ground? Be'ich esafonai. How will I be able to efface El Yoav Achicha, Yoav your brother?" Which is a very English euphemism too. How can I face your brother? Please, I don't want to kill you. How am I going to be able to face your brother Yoav and look him in the eyes? You're trying to kill me. Please don't. Another way of looking at it, I don't want to kill you, but you're a Rodef. So now you are changing your status. Normally you are the brother of my friend Yoav, which is interesting that they're opposite numbers, but they get along well. Robert E. Lee and Ulysses Grant allegedly saw eye to eye on many things too and also got along. But I'm going to have to put aside my friendship for Yoav and I'm going to have to kill you. So please. So this is, the Malbim says, an azhara. This is a warning. So before you kill somebody, for example, and this is a different way, but before somebody's chayev, before somebody is sentenced to death for committing a transgression, they have to get hasra'ah, they have to get warning. In this case, Yoav has every right to kill his rodef, but before he does it, he's giving him a couple of fair warning advice moments. "I'm going to kill you." And he answered, nope. And he realized, of course, coming back empty-handed from battle, the Malbim says, would be terribly embarrassing. So please don't do this. This is a bad idea. But Chav Gimel Vayimoein Lasur and Vayimoein. There's one in Bereishis Vayimoein. It's a Shalshelis. It goes over and over again. He refused. Now that was a good refusal. That was, I believe, Yosef Atzadik refusing to compromise his virtues and values by being with the wife of Potiphar. This Vayimoein, it signifies obviously a very strong resistance. Also the phrase Miun, which is used by a young girl married off by her mother and brothers to a man who she does not get along with or despises or does not want to be married to, can do mi'un. So mi'un is a very strong type of refusal. It's a sharp refusal, absolutely not unconditionally. So he refused to turn aside. Vayakehu Avner. So Avner struck him down. Where did he kill him? Be'acharei hachanis el hachomesh. He used the back of the spear and stabbed him in the chomesh. The chomesh is the upper rib cage, which covers the heart. Some say it's the fifth rib, which is why it's called the chomesh. Rashi brings down Dofan Chamishis, the fifth wall, the fifth rib. And it is a place that is ordinarily covered up with the skeletal structure, and the liver and the heart are within it, kind of within sort of a little cage, so they're protected anatomically. And so he's going to stab him in that chomesh, which is going to do terrible damage. The chomesh, some say, is the heart itself, rather than the fifth rib, but the heart. It is the center of the body. Chomesh, as in chamushim, in Oz Yashir, in Parshas Bishalach, well-armed, because the entire body system, that's the headquarters. The Gemara says it's the area between the lower ribs and the thigh. It's lower, which is brought down by Targum Yonasan, Beseter Yerecheha, and that is the area between that contains the gallbladder and the liver. So either way, getting stabbed in one of the most sensitive spots and important, crucial spots of the body is not going to be very good. So Asael is stabbed in a place that's going to kill him instantly. Vayipol Shah, and by the way, Avner did this while running away, while huffing and puffing, and stabbing backwards. That is not exactly easy to do. Vayipol Shah Vayomos Tachtov. And so he fell there, and he died, Tachtov, on the spot that was right beneath him. So he died literally on the spot. Not even a second hesitation. Vayikol Haboel Hamakom Asher Nofal Shah Asael Vayomos Vayamodu. And so it was, as the other men of David caught up with the swiftly running pair, and they found Asael, they couldn't believe it. They were completely bewildered. Because when they got there, Asael, who was described in various midrashim as being so light on his feet that when he ran over grain or stalks of grass, they wouldn't even break under him. And yet, there he is, dead on the ground. He had always been so quickly, and yet he couldn't even go a single step past the spot where he was struck. So being killed on the spot and dying on the spot just dumbfounded everybody who came across. And of course, this is what Yoav is going to walk into, seeing his brother killed instantaneously, who we had just been talking to a few moments earlier, when he lit off in chase of Avner. And Yoav does not forgive lightly, especially not something like this. Although he might not necessarily act right away, as we are going to see.